Over the past year, the next generation science standards have stirred debate in Wyoming, which continues today. Lawmakers have taken issue with what the standards say about climate change. Laramie Democrat Pete Gosar has had something of a front row seat for this discussion. He's recently been named chairman of the State Board of Education after serving 4 years on that body, which is responsible for reviewing and adopting education standards. I spoke with Pete Gosar to get his take on the standards and the controversy around them. Pete Gosar, let's rewind for a moment if we can, and I'd like you to tell me what you thought of the next generation science standards when you first learned of them.
Well, I think that for me, science, it should be taught and should be learned more of a hands-on, an exploratory, using the scientific method of coming up with a hypothesis and then testing it out and either affirming your hypothesis or moving forward. And I think that was some of the strengths of the next generation science standards, a return to experimentation. And I think what's often not known is those were developed not only with scientists, but it was also with those people who have studied the teaching of science and those processes that make science important and alive to students. And I think that's really important. And I think, you know, we have come to a point where you oftentimes have to fight discussions that simply aren't based in fact. You know, there's no federal money involved in the next generation science standards. There are 26 states that were involved in those science standards. There was a public process where over 200,000 people were able to weigh in on those science standards. And so once we bring that out to people, some of the fear and some of the misinformation goes away, and we can talk about what's really important, replacing science standards in Wyoming with really good science standards.
In March of last year, the House passed that budget footnote that barred the state from spending any money on the review or adoption of the next generation science standards. What can you tell me about where exactly the board was in its process when this footnote came down, and what was the footnote's impact on the board's work?
Well, the board was in the approval of the standards process, but we haven't approved a standards process wholesale on the first attempt at it. We've always sent those back and said, we have these concerns. We've heard these concerns from the community. We've heard these concerns from the profession. Can you go work on that? And we were right to the process of having that discussion. And at that point, it was just stopped. I think as a member of the state board, and I won't speak for the state board at all, but just as a member felt like we could not bring forth the best standards in Wyoming, and that's our statutorial duty. And so we stopped the process and said, well, we can't have the best science standards if we can't even consider the next generation science standards. So let's just stop right here and let's have a discussion about why we need those science standards.
What were lawmakers' objections to the next generation science standards as far as you could tell? And I guess with that, what is and was your assessment of those objections?
You know, there were some economic concerns, not only locally, but globally. There were some concerns about evolution and climate science. And those were some concerns that I think were brought forward. And we were going to move to have that discussion. And I think that, you know, we have to have a bigger and broader discussion too about topics. As a former social studies teacher, you're tasked with difficult discussions, civil rights and slavery, and you handle those discussions. If we don't do that in science, we really handicap kids in Wyoming, and we can have those discussions. I have great faith in our professional educators.
You mentioned the one among others, but the concern about climate change. What should students in Wyoming be learning about climate change, and what do you make of lawmakers feeling the need to weigh in that regard?
Well, I think we should expose people to the science that is available. We have to tell, you know, the truth, and we have to say, well, this is what a large majority of climate scientists think. I think it also allows our kids to think about solutions. Maybe we can have a kid engineer a solution for us, because we're definitely looking for solutions. And I think, you know, if we don't do that, then I think we eliminate that ability to solve our own problems or find solutions for our way forward.
There's also pushback against next generation science standards that looks very similar to that over the Common Core state standards for math and English language arts. Basically, people saying they don't like the idea that Wyoming would have the same science standards as other states. With that, what can you explain about the differences between standards and curriculum? And what do you say to those who say Wyoming needs its own science standards?
I think of standards and curriculum in athletic terms, and that's just how I'm wired. So, you know, I'll give my best at it here. Standards for me are the rules of the game. So, you know, a football field's 120 yards long, 55 yards wide, 11 players on each side. Curriculum is how do you manage those 11 players? How do you use your timeouts? What offense and defenses do you run? And so those are the things that are left best at the local level to the professionals and local districts. And so what's really hard for people in the education profession to say is, well, if we need our own unique standards, well, then we can't be compared with Colorado. We can't be compared to Utah because we're learning something different and being tested something different. And those things should match up whenever you can. And that's, for me, that's how education works. You should use a test to improve education, not just to measure where you are at a particular day.
And this idea of Wyoming having its own standards is even more important now because before the Senate passed the bill this year saying that the state can again look at the next generation science standards, they added an amendment that said the board may consider these standards and any others in an effort to, quote, develop high quality science standards that are unique to Wyoming. Now, the House has rejected that amendment, so the final form of the bill will be determined in conference committee. But what do you make of this amendment? Is it too prescriptive in what it requires of the state board?
Well, I think our job is pretty well statutorily laid out. We want the best science standards. And when you apply other qualifiers to the science standards, you put it in a tough spot. Unique, I'm not sure what that definition is, what Wyoming unique standards, what that definition is. And so from my perspective, we'll have to ask if that's passed, the Attorney General say, what is unique and does it qualify to be unique? And if we move a set of science standards forward, will we have to have an Attorney General's opinion every time and say, was that unique? And so I think in the end, most people in Wyoming want quality science standards for their kids. I have the faith that the state board will do everything it can to bring a set of standards that they think are as quality and as vetted by not only the content committee, but the public at large. And they'll say, you know what, this is the best we can do. And this is statutorily where we're at. And I hope people will be on board for that, because I know our science teachers really are looking forward to a new set of science standards that help them out.
Pete Gosar is a Democrat from Laramie, and he was recently named chairman of Wyoming's State Board of Education. Pete, thanks for speaking with me today.
Aaron, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. I appreciate it.